by Joan Swirsky. When individuals kill themselves, we look for answers in their DNA, their environments, their personal reactions to feelings of impotent rage, rejection, disappointment, heartbreak, and mental illness. But how to explain group suicide? There are numerous examples, going back to 206 BC and these relatively recent cases. In 1943, in the final phase of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, many of the Jewish fighters besieged in the bunker at Mila 18 committed mass suicide by ingesting poison rather than surrender to the Nazis. In 1945, about 1,000 residents of Demmin, Germany, committed mass suicide after the Red Army had sacked the town. In 1978, 918 Americans, including 276 children, ingested cyanide in the People's Temple, after being exhorted and compelled to do so by their cult leader, Jim Jones, in Jonestown, Guyana. In 1997, 39 followers of the Heaven's Gate cult in California died in a mass suicide, believing they would travel on a spaceship that followed Comet Hale, Bob. Clearly, some groups took their lives en masse for ideological reasons, whereas others, particularly vulnerable people in dire need of a leader, simply followed orders. In all the mass suicides in recorded history, dozens, hundreds, and up to 1,000 people took their own lives. But today, when looking at suicidal Jews, the numbers could be in the millions. Currently, out of a worldwide population of 8 billion people, there are about 15 million Jews, approximately 7 million in Israel, almost 7 million in the United States, and 1 million throughout the world. This is, by any measure, a few grains of sand compared to the massive total population of the world. According to U.S. voting patterns, Jews are overwhelmingly liberal, up to 80%, which means they vote in huge numbers for leftists like Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden. These people's staffs have comprised, almost exclusively, career anti-Semites, who have done everything in their power to affect anti-Israel policies like the Iran nuclear deal, knowing that the fanatical mission of the mullahs in Tehran was, and is to this day, to wipe Israel off the map and exterminate every Jew in existence. As Karen McQuillan explained in Leftist Jew Hatred Has Come to America, the left began with blacklisting and boycotting conservatives. Now American Jews are in the crosshairs, no matter how liberal their politics. But they won't jump off the bandwagon, she wrote, because that would mean losing your friends, being shunned at synagogue, and stunting your career. See, hanging party affiliation is such a tall cliff, it feels suicidal, that is the loss of their entire identity. McQuillan quotes the estimable Daniel Greenfield. There is no future for Jews on the left except as collaborators in anti-Semitism. Look no farther than the full-bodied ideological and financial support that liberal, suicidal, Jews lend to virulently anti-Israel organizations, many of them founded and financed by leftist Jews, such as the Women's March, Black Lives Matter, the fascistic Antifa, J Street, If Not Now, Americans for Peace Now, B'Tselem, Bend the Ark, Breaking the Silence, New Israel Fund, Jews for Racial and Economic Justice, the newspaper The Forward, recently defunct, Michael Lerner's Tikkun magazine, Reform Action Center, Trua, formerly Rabbis for Human Rights, Jewish Voice for Peace, and Jews for Racial and Economic Justice et al. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Why? Because it's hard to be a Jew, and liberal Jews are simply not up to the task. The desperate need to be liked, accepted, admired, and embraced is the historical downfall of weak Jews. That is why so many Jews adored President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who stacked his administration with court Jews and then stabbed every Jew in the world in the back, refusing refuge to the few who escaped Hitler's murderous onslaught by turning away thousands from our shores and sending them back to their grisly deaths. And he counted on, who else? Weak liberal Jews and a complicit leftist media, to cover for his mortal sins. WHO hates the suicidal liberal Jews? Black leftists. According to historian Raphael Medoff, American Jews played a significant role in assisting the African American community throughout the past century, having a central role in creating the NAACP, building more than 5,000 schools for rural African Americans from 1914 to 1932, and participating actively in the Black Civil Rights Movement of the 1950s and 1960s. But when the Black Power movement arose in the mid-60s, the first people blacks irrationally turned against were the Jews. The World Council of Churches, which represents 350 member churches in 110 countries, and half a billion Christians throughout the world, fully embraces the vicious boycott, divest, and sanction, BDS, campaign to destroy Israel, Amnesty International, which obliterates Jewish history. The organization, as you can read here, has gone full-blown anti-Semitic. Doctors Without Borders prides itself on its neutrality but consistently launches venomous anti-Israel political campaigns. Airbnb, an American company offering short-term lodging services to lease or rent internationally, removed all listings of Jewish homes in Judea and Samaria, aka the West Bank, although not in other disputed territories owned by Turks in Cyprus, Moroccans in the Sahara, Chinese in Tibet, or Russians in the Crimea, at all. The American Friends, Quakers, who boast of their history of nonviolent activism, yet work to destroy the Jewish people and their ancient homeland, Israel, by inciting others to strive for Israel's annihilation, often through violence. The unhallowed halls of academia are a hotbed of virulent anti-Semitism throughout the country, with Columbia University leading the pack. The Anti-Defamation League, under the leadership of Jonathan Greenblatt, a former Soros employee and Obama official. As Daniel Greenfield expresses, oh, NCE upon a time, the ADL was a Jewish civil rights organization. Now it's just another generic lefty group that pretends to care about Jewish causes only long enough to fleece some of its donors. As the left goes anti-Semitic, the ADL is becoming a threat to Jews. The United Nations, a cesspool of tinpot dictators and anti-Semites on First Avenue in NY City, which has a virtual fetish with the Palestinian issue, and just the other day issued a resolution calling for the Old City of Jerusalem to be free of Jews, which passed by a 124-14 margin. The heads of the Women's March, Linda Sarsour, nothing creepier than Zionism, Tamika Mallory, white Jews, as white people, uphold white supremacy, and Carmen Perez, all ardent admirers of hate preacher and head of the Nation of Islam Louis Farrakhan, Jews are termites. All of them share Ms. Mallory's sentiment that Israel doesn't have the right to exist, as do Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, D-Mish, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, D-Min, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, D-NY, and many others who have joined this hate fest, and let's not leave out Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, who has called these Jew and Israel haters the suffragists of our time. We Jews are taught by our sages to accept and embrace all Jews, no matter their flaws or shortcomings. We are a tiny people, and only by understanding the imperative for unity will we survive. Look for the good in even the most egregious behavior of our fellow Jew. Does he help the poor, take in the widow and orphan, donate generously to charity, etc.? Then accept that Jew, embrace him, love her. In Genesis chapter 12 verse 3, God tells Abram, before he becomes Abraham, I will make you into a great nation. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. Personally, I don't embrace the quisling Jews and other anti-Semites who opt for the toxic American liberalism that vilifies Jews in Israel. I curse them, and I promise them that their determination to destroy the Jewish state, because of their rancid hatred and obsessive jealousy, will fail as thunderously as all attempts over the past 5,000 years have failed. Joan Swirsky is a New York-based journalist and author. Her website is www.joneswersky.com, and she can be reached at joneswersky@gmail.com.